program or show it up to talk 1065. Thank you very much for listening on this Wednesday morning. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line. Want to respond to anything we are discussing this morning. Still to come on the program in about a half hour, Sean Ross from SR Communications, formerly the editor of Yellowhammer News, and we'll wrap it all up with Baldwin County Sheriff Huey Mack will be with us. Make sure you stay tuned for that. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. Very kind to come on for this listening audience, but always good to get him on. Congressman Barry Moore of the 2nd Congressional District joins us. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. I appreciate you having us on this morning. We're doing good, all things considered.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I guess all things considered is the part we are going to have to discuss, unfortunately, just the way Washington is going and the way Congress is moving right now. I guess first off, this fight over this reconciliation package and this infrastructure package, it's still bubbling underneath, it seems.
Yeah, it seems like every opportunity to get the Democrats try to tie more spending to actual infrastructure. And you and I know infrastructure to be roads and bridges and certain utilities and riverways and things like that that actually can stimulate the economy if the money's spent wisely. But they're trying to tie that to tremendous amount of spending on Green New Deal, tax increases, invasion of our privacy, and just restrictions on energy production in the U.S. altogether is part of that package. And so we can't seem to get the two separated. You certainly can't seem to trust Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer to do what they tell they're going to do. And so it's a battle. We'll see how it works out.
Well, one of the troubling things, I guess, one of the components of one of these bills, and I know you're paying close attention to this as a Senator Tuberville, transactions of $600 or more, they're going to track. They're going to give the Department of Treasury the ability to track banking transactions. And for what purpose or what reason, they say the IRS or whatever, but it does seem to hit very close to home when you start talking about things of that nature.
Absolutely. That's invasion of privacy thing. You know, it amazes me when Pelosi and Biden and the Democrats on the Hill, the progressives, if you will, talk about it's just $1 trillion. It's not that much money, you know. But then they want to know every transaction of $600 that you and I make in our bank account. And so how is it that $600 is so important to them? And then they talk about, you know, well, we're going to tax the rich, and we're going to tax the rich, and we're going to pay for all this stuff some way or another. They plan on paying for it. But $600 is not necessarily rich in this day and time. And certainly with inflation as it is moving towards the red on the needle, so to speak, I just think that it shows the hypocrisy, I think. And then you're talking about spending a few billion dollars to hire another 80,000 IRS agents to watch the American people. That just tells you that this is an attack on middle class, the privacy of the American citizens, and they want to know everything you do and when you do it, especially when it comes to.
Well, and that is, you know, that the ambitions of the Democratic Party right now, they're very singularly focused on that, and that seems to be where a lot of the energy is. I want to talk about this, and I heard one of your colleagues, Jim Jordan, talk about this, but I think it's worth giving it as much time as we can. But is it just me, or does it seem like there's a real reluctance to talk about the origins of this virus, why we are where we are at, why we're having to pump all this government stimulus and impact our lives, that we're not spending a lot of time right now on the cause of COVID-19, where maybe we're spending some time on what to do about it right now. But does that strike you as odd?
Yeah, you know, it could strike any American citizen, regardless of party affiliation, how we as a nation come under attack of this virus from China. And more than likely, it seems like it originated in a lab, and it may have been funded. The gain of function may have been funded by American taxpayers, which Fauci tends to want to refuse or deny, whichever the case may be. But yeah, we need to hold China accountable, and that needs to be the issue. Instead, we're here focused on our spending trillions of dollars and trying to undermine our own nation, you know, the things that make our nation great, whether it's energy production, independence, whatever we can do, and our supply chains, those sort of things that we can start actually producing stuff in America. And at every step, it seems like Biden and the administration are doing things to undermine our success. And it really seems like America is last in the Democrats' policy right now, or the Democrats' policy. And Jordan's right. We need to get to the bottom of this. I know right now in the minority party, we don't have a lot of say. When we get the majority, I think Jim Jordan will likely be chairman of judiciary. I hope we open these full-fledged investigations. We get to the bottom of this and hold people accountable. It's time we hold China accountable. Fauci, if he had anything to do with it, needs to be held accountable. And I expect the Republicans in our nation and certainly the conservatives in our party expect us to do just that, and I feel like we will.
What do you think it is there? And maybe this is unfair to ask you to speculate, but why do you think there is that reluctance? And that's the head-scratcher to me.
It seems like to me more and more the Democratic Party aligns itself with socialism and communism. And I don't think, and I hate to say that, but it just, I mean, there's not a very logical explanation of what they're doing right now based on Green New Deal they're trying to pass at the same time they're trying to protect China. I don't know if there's ties to Chinese Communist Party from the Biden administration, and they just refuse to allow the investigation to go further. I don't know, and I think when we figure it all out, if we ever do, if we get to the bottom of it, there's going to be some amazing revelations that the American people see just how closely tied the Democrat leadership is to the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, maybe that's it. And I would think there would probably be other in broad policy implications if the U.S. government was to determine that China was indeed responsible for it. But there's such a reluctance and such pushback, you know, that it's, you know, whenever you even mention it or speculate that you get the, you're just being anti-Chinese, anti-China, whatever. And that's where they hit you at. And it just always strikes me as odd.
You don't have to be anti-China to want to get to the bottom of the situation and actually look at it and call a spade or look at it and call strikes and balls, whatever the case may be. We need to get to the bottom of it, and it doesn't need to be about party. It needs about protecting our nation's sovereignty and our independence. And so at the end of the day, we're just going down this path gradually, and it's like more and more they want to answer very few questions concerning China. The ties to our, you know, our supply chain, this virus. It's like China is protected on all fronts. And at some point, we've got to pull the veil back and say, okay, there is something going on here. We need to get to the bottom of it. And again, I hope that once we get the majority right now, obviously, we don't have a lot of say. We will have a majority in the House in 2022. I feel confident we're going to take the majority. We just got to flip forward. But at that point, we cannot take a knee deep in our own territory. We've got to move the ball back to midfield, and we've got to be aggressive. Republicans typically always try to play nice, and we try to do, you know, we try to, well, you know, we don't want to do that. That might offend somebody. Well, you know, we need to get to the bottom of it now before it's too late. We need to know what China's part was in this process, how much of an impact it had in it. And certainly if Fauci and our government funded this gain of function in this Wuhan lab, that's things we need to know.
Joined by Congressman Barry Moore of the 2nd Congressional District here on the program. Meanwhile, without any interest in determining the origins of COVID-19 and how we got here, it's full speed ahead with the vaccine mandate. Hearing that OSHA's got the rule ready to go for the Federal Registry. It's in the balls of the court of the White House now. How important is it to start looking at ways to push back against this? It's not an act of Congress, but it is by executive fiat that they are mandating employers with 100 or more employees make their employees get a vaccine.
Well, I think it's extremely important that we push back. My job in D.C. is not to pass along necessarily even to the next generation resources and money, but liberty and freedom for them to make choices. And as we set back and allow these vaccine mandates to be pushed down from the executive branch of government, it violates people's liberties. And I think it ought to be an individual's choice. I don't think government should have a say in whether or not to get vaccinated. I'm not anti-vax or pro-vaccine, but I think I had a doctor friend of mine tell me he never sees every patient the same. And all of a sudden this vaccine mandate is being pushed down our throats. And it's early in the process. I mean, Warp Speed was a great thing to get vaccines available, but it's been terribly mismanaged, and it's been turned into a political thing by Biden administration and certainly certain people within his administration to try to drive this mandate down Americans' throats. And, you know, I had an event. I got called to an event Monday night concerning Fort Rucker and vaccine mandates in our area. And I'm going to tell you, I could not believe the people that turned out. We were thinking it was going to be 20 people. They had cars down both sides of the road, standing room only, and it's a pretty large warehouse. And people are concerned about their freedoms being violated, and that's our job as Congress to protect those freedoms. We have to push back now. We have to file exemptions, accommodations. I appreciate what Southwest pilots are doing. Their gate agents, those kind of people are taking a stand, and it seems to be working. We as Americans must unite. I'm one member of Congress, and I'm in a minority party. And I can get on the floor and I can give a 5-minute speech on C-SPAN about how this is bad. But when the American people stand, when they stand united and say this is a violation of our liberty, of our own personal health issues, this should be between myself and a physician, not the federal government mandating these things. Because what's the next mandate? If you agree with the vaccine now, what's the next mandate? At some point, they're going to cross the line that you're not comfortable with either. Now's the time to stand. Now's the time to resist. And I think the American people, certainly we're seeing that across the country. With lawsuits filed, what's going on at Southwest Airlines and other areas, I feel like now is the time to stand on this.
Congressman, let's bring it on home to this. The economy right now, inflation, supply chain disruptions, labor shortages, a lot of these policy moves, particularly in response to COVID, but I think just kind of exacerbated by the Biden administration and their views on energy, et cetera, and trade. How badly is it impacting your district, particularly from the agriculture standpoint?
Well, I think in general, and I think my district is a lot like many others. I mean, their supply chain issues are going to be a problem. I love what Governor DeSantis did this morning. He said, hey, bring those ships to Florida. We'll unload them, and they won't be waiting out in the Pacific Ocean. And so we have to be proactive as leaders, and that's one thing that Ron DeSantis is doing that I appreciate. But along with that, I think that just the energy policy in general by the Biden administration, number one, we in government are printing money and paying people to stay at home, so we're creating a labor market vacuum where the dollars in the mailbox compete against private sector dollars for the labor force. And so we have record-level unemployment and record-level job openings at the same time. That is a failure of the administration. The economy could begin to recover, but they have totally mismanaged that process. And so, you know, it's things that print money that create inflation, and then energy policies where we shut down the pipeline, we stop drilling here, and then we beg OPEC to start producing more or put money in the pocket of our enemies. And then we're having trouble unloading these ships, and it's a lot of bureaucrats in a lot of cases. I think it's time for government to get out of the way in so many ways, and free money, and let people go back to work. The economy can recover, but it's been terribly mismanaged from the executive branch.
And they just, I don't think they really realized when they started, pushing all the stimulus out into the economy, what impact that would have on human behavior. But we operate, when we make policy, that variable is always going to be constant. It's not going to change. But it does have an impact. And in the long haul, like, how do you we look at these last job numbers and people aren't going back to work even though some of these benefits are expiring. What's it going to take to get that train, that engine going again?
You have to cut the spigot off. You have to cut the free money off. And you have to start saying, okay, it's time to go back to work. And any time in government you reward failure and you penalize success, you create more failure. And these safety net programs, I think in a lot of ways the Democrats just want the American people solely dependent on the federal government. We get, I depend on the good Lord and hard work. I'm not going to depend on the federal government and Joe Biden and his administration to take care of me. I'm going to take care of my family. We've got to encourage American people to go back and do the same thing, There's no government program that will ever compare to a job working in the private market and getting a paycheck on Friday and taking it home to your family and saying, I earned this for you to produce for you. The government can never, there's not a program on planet Earth that can replace the self-esteem and the award, the reward, I should say, of working for yourself and earning something and building something. And that's where the Democrats are wrong. We don't need to depend on government. We depend on the individual.
But we really are seeing the philosophical underpinnings of Democratic Party politics right now, and it is a guaranteed universal income, more dependency on the state, and that it is even in places that are that don't have that in their DNA, that don't have that tradition, it is becoming a problem that worldview is having on these individual economies throughout the country.
Yeah, and, it's, like I said, it's we didn't get here overnight. Now, this spending in COVID has been crazy. We spent more on COVID in the past few months than we spent fighting World War II. And I think that that is part of the problem with the inflation. But then a lot of this money we're being pumped out. Inflation is a tax on everything. I mean, you see it at the gas pumps. You see it at the grocery stores. I mean, everything's so much higher now than it was a few months ago. It's time to put an end to spending and start actually putting people back to work, opening the economy, and let the private sector, the job creators, the business owners, put people back to work and produce. And product, there's no such thing as free. It's going to cost somebody somewhere. It's time for us to go back to work. And I think the government does the American people a disservice when we pay for this to happen.
Congressman, I appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck to you. Let's talk again soon.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great week, and call me if you need.
All right, Congressman Barry Moore there with us. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 1065.
People said it was useless. Them people all were fools. Those Curtis Slow was the finest pickup to ever play the blues.